to the food line are $2,590,648 more than what we budgeted in 2011. Add on the...
Okay, hold on a second. Are you in the... What department? Are you in revenues or totals?
I'm in the total expenditures.
Okay. Let me just... Right now, with all these calculations I'm doing with this, I have a separate column I created, okay? I am showing right now of $21,100,000 in total expenses. Just with new... That we've been talking about. That's $800,000 less than last year.
I'm listening.
Is that with a percentage decrease?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And that was...
Okay. And then you take out...
Now, where'd you get the $21,000 real quick?
$21 million.
$21 million is there's those four departments that we're not touching. And then everyone else got a percent decrease across the board.
Okay. On 2011.
Approved. Based off of 2011 approved.
And then you put 2.6 in for 114.
Yes, 2.6 for 114, and I split half of those four departments with R&B.
Okay, so that's where you're 21.
And like I said, but I'm using the formula. So yeah, 21.1 is what I'm at,
right,
which is 800,000, basically 800,000 less.
Okay, now what's your question about that?
Okay.
The amount that you'll have to spend will be 21,269,450. Based on your current revenue projections and what I'm projecting as a balance forward.
Excuse me.
How much difference is that?
Okay, say that again.
21,269,450.
21,269,450.
Do I need to reset?
Yeah.